Heaven is riding on the sound that there are angelic activities going on. Angelic activities going on. The will of God has been done at this time. There are beings of fire in the atmosphere. The host of heaven. Oh my goodness. The will of God has been installed, it's been initiated, even in the heavens. A new day is being commissioned. A new day is being commissioned. The Lord is having his way in the heavens. He's having victory in the heavens. Somebody else.
anamanisa, e rebosa, e kuta, a chukute, e chekajisa, di kati, e chekaita, oka, eya kata, eya dabasa, e tika, e tika, e chikuta, eya kata, e katu keti, e sekatika na meya ka, e tika, at e, at e, at e, e tika, at e kata, at ota, ota, o, e chukute, e kata, aina mananisha, ota, o, e chikata, ota, e tupute, e chikite, e ta, e ya manisa.
Thank you, Father.
E chiku tuku tu manisa, e animosa, e. E chiku titipusa, e kata, e kata.
Hallelujah. You know, the our Father is also the Father of armies. And the Father of armies is, oh my goodness. He has come as the Father of armies. You know, what's going on now is not even about you. It's about the will of God. It's not even, God is not dealing with, it's not personal matters right now. These are real generational matters that has to do with revival, the glory of God. That's what is going on here. What happened was the Lord used this moment to execute victories in the heavenlies. You see, victories in the heavenlies. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord executed victories where? In the heavenlies. So that his sons can rise and take the spoils of victory. Have your seat. I will want you to be alert tonight because I will be communicating the mind of God at a very special dimension. So I want your hearts to be here, because with your heart, you are able to participate in the Spirit. You see. So that the Lord will move us, and he will move the way he wants to move. You see. This gathering is the Lord's gathering. God, you see, it's not just about us. We are convocating here in alignment with us, with the realms of the Lord. And the Lord is doing wonders in our midst. So I want you to count yourself worthy and count yourself privileged, rather, better put, to be here. And be in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit under your breath. If you think you have to release it, you release it. But the Lord is doing wonders here. Now, you see, before Jesus is revealed to the earth or to the nations, the protocol that precedes his revealing, it's the spirit of Elijah. You see, that is the protocol that precedes the coming of Jesus. You see, anytime Jesus is coming, and when I mean coming, in whatever dimension, whether he's coming in the flesh, in the Bible times, or his return in the last day, or his coming as per his manifestation in the midst of his people, it is not an ordinary thing for him to come. And it is not an intellectual thing, and it's never by power or by might. Elijah, you see, precedes his coming. So Elijah is the instrument, the spirit of Elijah is the instrument that is being, it is the technology, is the divine technology that is put in place that creates the possibility of the Lord's coming. The spirit of Elijah is the technology put in place that makes the possibility of the Lord's coming. Now, when we read the book of Malachi chapter 4, the book of Malachi chapter 4 began to describe, you see, the day of the Lord, starting from verse 1. It says, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will stumble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch." All right, let's keep reading, please. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. You see, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed cows. So you see, the coming, the day of the Lord, is like a two-edged sword. For some, it's going to be hell. While for others, we will see the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and then they shall go forth. Are you seeing this? And they shall grow fat like stall-fed cows. All right. "You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under your soles of your feet on the day that I do this." So you see, when we come to the day of the Lord, the wicked will lose his powers. And then we shall now trample on its feet. We shall trample on the wicked with our feet. Are you together with me? But it says it is on that day that the Lord will. So there is a day, you see, that the wicked becomes so powerless. Are you with me here? That is when the people of God come into extravagant victory. You see, the people of God will come into massive victory. You see. Now let's read, because I'm going somewhere. "Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah." You see. So he spoke about the coming of the Lord, but it is important that I have to first send you Elijah. I will first send you Elijah, the prophet, before. So the spirit of Elijah, you see, is the protocol that is released. It is the greatest sign that the Lord is coming. You see, when you see Elijah, you see, Jesus is about to come. Now, we saw this happening in the Bible times. You see, they were just 6 months, you know, apart. And Elijah was first doing ministry before Jesus showed up. Because the day of the Lord, Elijah must first, you see, be initiated. He says, "I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I will send you Elijah the prophet before." Now, the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of fire. Yeah. It's the spirit of fire, is the spirit of burning. And it burns in two ways. For some, it burns them unto destruction. And for others, it burns them unto purification. You see? You see? Are you with me here? So, until, you see, the spirit of Elijah is at work within amongst the people, and if the spirit of Elijah is not at work, you see, the Lord has no plans to come. So where God will come, Elijah must have come. That operation called Elijah must happen before the Lord shows up. You see, So, anywhere you see the spirit of Elijah burning, you see, that place, Jesus is going to show up. Anywhere you don't see Elijah burning, that is how to know the house you should join yourself to. There are houses where the Elijah is not burning. Elijah is not there. Which is the fire of purification. Yes, are you with me?
Yes,
now, what the spirit of Elijah does is that, are you together with me?
Yes,
it is the spirit of mobilization. Yeah. It is the great mobilizer of the people of God. It mobilizes them. Now, not just physically gathering them, but it collects their hearts from every idolatry that their heart has joined itself to. You see, so Elijah is the deliverer. It's the destroyer of idols. You see, which must be taken out before the Lord can show up. You see, because if you don't have his attention, he can't come to you. If he doesn't have your attention, it can't come to you. But it is Elijah that makes the attention happen. You see? You see? It is the spirit of burning that delivers your heart. Are you with me? From the idolatry that has taken your heart. From the love of this world. And from various things you have loved. You see, and it delivers you from docility. It delivers you from being docile. Amen. And it delivers you from neutrality.
Amen.
It delivers from neutrality. You see, when the spirit of Elijah is at work in you, you will choose ye this day which God you will serve. I tell you. The spirit of Elijah is a violent spirit. I tell you. It's a violent spirit that can slay all the prophets of Baal in a day. Ooh. Are you together with me? How come Elijah could slay all the prophets of Baal in a day? Because he has earned the victory in the spirit. You see, the physically slaying of Baal was just a manifestation of what had taken place in the spirit. I tell you. When the spirit of Elijah was at work, Elijah did not know that it was a spirit he carried. And he didn't know, that spirit had done a lot. Let me explain to you. During his interrogation with the Lord, Elijah said, "I'm the only one." He says, no. When the spirit of Elijah is at work, there's mobilization. You can't be the only one. He says, "I have 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal." Why? Because that spirit is in operation. They have not bowed. When the spirit of Elijah is at work, you cannot be the only one. You see, because it's the great mobilizer of God's people. It's a spiritual mobilizer of God's people, delivering them from what has held them bound. Are you together with me? So Elijah thought because of the darkness he was seeing, that was everything. But God was saying that as darkness is, light is also shining. Just like what we read in Malachi chapter 4. It's a two-edged thing. You will see wickedness rise. But at the same time, Elijah is doing his work. And a generation is rising. Now let me say this to you. Don't think that your current passion and your current desire for the Lord came from you. It is the spirit of Elijah at work. It is the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of Elijah makes you know that December is not for party. It's a spirit. Now, that is against the spirit of the world. Everybody wants to go and play in December. But you don't want to play in December. You want to go for meetings morning and evening. Now that's an unnatural thing. It's the spirit of Elijah that is working it out. You see. But it is the sign, you see, that the Lord is about to show up. And Pastor Arnold told us that she read from the book and said, in the day of his power, the people will be willing. So that spirit is also that same conversation there. You know, she read, I think NIV gave us a very fantastic. Give me NIV of that scripture. You know, I tell you the truth that tonight we're having an interaction with the Lord himself. I'm telling you. The Lord is telling us where we are. And he's working in our midst. Now, your troops, you see. Your troops. That's a military term. You see, that's what the spirit of Elijah does to you. It turns you to a soldier. And it delivers you from being natural. Are you with me? You see, the spirit of Elijah is also the spirit of defiance. The spirit of Elijah is what? Is the spirit of defiance. It gives you comfort in being different from what's common. Yeah, you are comfortable being alone. The spirit of Elijah. You see, you are comfortable. You see, when you carry that spirit, you don't want to be like the world when you carry the spirit of Elijah. That spirit makes you comfortable in being different. You see, it's a spirit that rewires you and gives you a new identity. Are you together with me? It conditions you from within. And then you don't longer have colleagues in the flesh. You see, that's the spirit of Elijah when he's at work. You see. Now, your troops will be willing on your day of battle. You know, when Elijah came as John, you know, he came as Elijah. That was the first time. Then he now came as John. Yeah. And now he's a dimension of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. In the operation of the Holy Spirit, there is an expression of the spirit of Elijah in the Holy Spirit. You see, there are different operations. There is the Holy Spirit at work in the believer. There is the Holy Spirit at work in the church. There are different differences. It's the same Holy Spirit. But his operation with you as a believer is different from his operation with you as the church. It's different from his operation in the earth. Yeah. Yeah. You see, when Herod was slain, it was the spirit that initiated. You see, because they have handed the earth to the Holy Spirit right now. When that king was bragging, yes, and the angel came and took it, it was the spirit that said, go and kill him. It's the spirit. Sapphira and Ananias and Sapphira, it is the spirit in the church. In the church. So sometimes people do the mistake. They think the behavior of the spirit in your heart is the different is the same as the spirit in the church. When it's operating in your ass, and it's different from operating in the church. In the church, it's more brutal, especially in the day of revival. Ooh. It behaves differently. With you, it's kind, it's nice, it's smart. In the church, it's not a small thing. That's why when you see Paul's behavior, Paul's writings, and how he was dealing with people who were offending the church, you will see that he was not sounding like a Christian. Have you noticed that? It was sounding very, very wicked. Very ash. Very ash. His operation in the church is different. In Matthew chapter 18, we saw the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, it will tell you personally to love your enemy. Am I correct? But in Matthew chapter 18, it says that when somebody hurts you, you go tell the person, right? That's personally. Then you take two. If the person doesn't believe, you take the church. He says, when the thing has gotten to the church and he still doesn't repent, what do you say? He says, you will treat him as an Eden. That same loving Holy Spirit. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church about a brother, are you with me, who will not repent from having immoral affairs with his fathers. Paul said, you guys gather, I will gather with you. Then we are going to deliver such a person to Satan. So there are different operations of the Spirit. Are you with me? And try not to mix it sometimes. That what he would allow you do to him, he will not allow you do to his church. Are we here? I have quite a number of things to say to you, but they are important communications. If you are here, I will say them. If you are not here, I would have to keep short the communication. And it's not an arrogant statement. It's just that communications at this level, you see, are very, there's a level of fellowship we must have for us to have it. You know, so right now, we have the spirit of Elijah at work again. Yes. Because the day of the Lord is at hand. Yes. You see. And so it now says that when that spirit, no, let's go back to our scripture in Malachi. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day. You see, for some of us, it will be a great day. For others, it will be a dreadful day. It will be a dreadful day for others. I tell you the truth. It will be a dreadful day for others. But it will not be a dreadful day for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's my prayer for you, that it will not be a dreadful day.
Amen.
You see, when you are in revival, you have to behave yourself. Yes. You see, the old book in the Bible, all the epistles of the Bible are revival books. All of it. And that's why they are filled with instructions on how to behave. Yeah? Now, a lot of our churches are not in revival. Ask me, what are they in? They are in business. Because the Lagos church, are you with me? Is an entrepreneurial church. It's the spirit of entrepreneurship that is in the Lagos church. It's a spirit. You understand? I can say it because I'm meant to say it. It's an entrepreneurial spirit. It was contracted or contacted. I don't know which one is correct. Is it contracted or contacted? It was contracted from the backsliding state of the church in America. It's American church that birthed this current Lagos church. Yes. And the Lagos church is a deceiving church. You see, and that's why the Lagos church is discipling the other churches in Nigeria, but it's discipling them via deception. You understand? Because it has a light that is not the Lord's light. Eh? It has a light that is not what? The Lord's light. So the new crop of believers are being, the new crop of ministers have a hope that is not a godly hope. Because the light they saw is not the Lord's light. So what we have is an entrepreneurial church. You see? And the entrepreneurial church is entrepreneurship and capitalism is more about profit. Are you with me? It's about what? It's about profit and it's about size. You see? But the true church is never about size. It's about authenticity. You see, the true church is about authenticity. It is authentic, you see.
Wow.
But this current one is entrepreneurial. It's about profit and size. It's about appearance, not about the heart or the core of it, you see. And it's a cancer that it's in its last phase. Yeah, it's a cancer that cannot be healed. You know, it has to die. You see, and that's why, whilst that cancer is going on, God is now raising another church. I tell you, another church. You see, there is a false church in the scene. Let me say this to you. You have fake church. Eh? Just where you have fake prophet. Now you have false church. And you also have false prophets. False are those who have veered off from the way of Christ. Fake are those who never started. You see, but when you have a false church, you will empower the fake one. Because the fake one, I don't know if you are ready for this coming. I did not preach like this on Wednesday. I did not preach like this on Thursday. You understand? So the false church empowers the fake one because they resemble. And what that does is that it shuts down the discernment of the old church. It shuts down what? The discernment of your church. That is why what you saw in the book of Acts, when Peter told by Jesus that you and your money perish, that was an attempt for the false church to start breeding. And how did it want to enter? It wanted to enter through entrepreneurship. It says, I have money to give so that you can bless me for the anointing. Now, if Peter had taken that money, we would have started a generation of the false church. Because those who will follow Peter will now follow by Jesus. Because he and Peter are friends. So you need the church to go false for the fake to take over. Now, the spirit of Elijah is the test of a true church. You see, any church Elijah is not is a false one. Because Elijah is the one that lets us know that Jesus is walking on this street. Elijah lets us know that Jesus is coming this way. So the template for judgment is Elijah here. If Elijah is not here, I won't go there. Because the Lord is not coming if Elijah has not gone. Now, the challenge of this is that when the false church is operational, the destinies of believers is castrated. You see, that's easy. You cannot rise in a false church. Your destiny cannot rise. In a false church, what goes on is exchange of destiny. Your spiritual destiny will be collected from you, and the natural destiny will be handed to you. So the false church is a success-driven church. The true church is a kingdom-committed church. Now, a lot of you have been born again, and you have attended what we call false churches. Yeah, false churches. You know, what I'm talking about is all those transactions that happened, what I'm preaching is because of the victory in the heavens. So, when you look at the program of conformity to Christ, you see, it cannot work in a false church. That program is shut down. There's a shutdown of that program in a false church. And then you will not rise to your spiritual identity in a false church, you see. That's why false church never produce missionaries. Never. 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 What false church produces are franchises. And a franchise is different from a missionary. You understand? What's the difference between franchise and missionary? A missionary can open the door in a new city for Jesus to come. A franchise sets up exactly what was from day one. Exactly. Franchises don't grow. Have you ever seen a KFC that is growing? It will start the way a previous KFC is. It will be exactly. I said, from day one. How come you're able to be big like this from day one? It's a franchise. So franchises are big from day one. Because they have no strength to till the ground. So they are big from. So you see, false churches need money to start. They can't start without money. You see, the priority of money in ministry is the spirit of capitalism. It's not. Because when Jesus was teaching us apostolic work, he said, go without a pause. It was important to tell them to go without a pause. So that it can establish that a church can start without a pause. Yes. It says, go without a pause. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandal, and greet no one. There is power in you. There is power in you. You don't need PR. Greet no one. And so even the man who the Lord is working with, he's feeling bad. Because the false church has given him false hope. So in false churches, there's no discipleship. What you have is membership. And the reason for the membership, you see, is for classism. There's no discipleship. So there is no sending in false churches. And there is no planting. Sit down. So, people do not rise up into their prophetic destinies when they are in false churches, you see. Because the fire is not there. And the Spirit of Christ is not there, you see. You know why? Because the Spirit of Christ is the faculty head. Is the head of the faculty when we are talking about ministry. You see. The Spirit of Christ is the faculty head when we talk about what? Ministry. So, but the false church doesn't operate that. The Spirit of Christ is not at work. Eh? Now, the gift of the Spirit can be at work. I didn't talk about the gift of the Spirit. I'm talking about the Spirit of Christ. That's why in the false church, one man must be great. One. So the Spirit of Christ is not there. And it takes the Spirit of Christ to unlock divine destiny. I mean, as you are like now, there is a you in the scheme of divine things. I tell you, there is a you are not aware of that will start one day. You see, when you are in a true church, you will see somebody everybody was sure is going to be a teacher or a banker. When the Holy Ghost starts working in that person, you will now find out suddenly a prophet will now rise. I tell you. Now, Mike, get up. You know, this one is a prophet of God. Now, he is a prophet because the Spirit of Christ is working in him. You see, he can't be a prophet if he is not submitting to the Spirit of Christ. Meaning that Now, he doesn't look like one. Yeah. He doesn't look like one. You can see now. He doesn't look like one. And I don't have to, I've never heard him prophesy. I've never heard him prophesy. I don't care. Is it because he's not my prophet. He's the prophet of God. But because I have the spirit of Christ, I know he's a prophet, and he's my son, I know he's a prophet. You see? But he doesn't look like it. Now the point is, you are more than what you look like. I tell you. Sometimes you might look like a beauty queen. And then something will be telling you to go and do modeling. That you are a beauty queen. But you will be shocked that you are not a beauty queen. You are a missionary. You see, our flesh, under the spirit of entrepreneurship, every good thing about ourselves, we give it to ourselves. The one that we don't like, we give it to God. That's why a lot of you are shocked when you see somebody who, when you hear somebody who looks like promising in your own idea of promising. When you hear the person say he wants to go into full-time ministry. You know, somehow you are not really happy about that. You're like, no. No, let the ugly ones, like this one. We know this one does not really know book. Let him serve God. Yeah, it's at the back of our mind. You see? You see, but the Spirit of Christ is what calls you out and calls forth your destiny, you see, and your identity, you see. But when we operate in a place where the Spirit of Christ, where the Spirit of Christ is not operational. Now, I tell you the truth. The Spirit of Christ is not operational everywhere. Yeah, I tell you. Now, the Spirit of Christ is not operational in most Jesus communities in this Lagos. I don't know about all that, but in this Lagos, the Spirit of Christ is not in most places. That's why when you go there, you don't hear God. You see, it's a very bad thing. When you go there, you don't hear God. The reason is because God is not there as the Spirit of Christ. Now, they are still God's church. Are you together with me? But the Spirit of Christ is not there. What does that mean? It means that there is no work going on. You see? The vision of a church can never be more prominent, should never be more prominent than the visions of God for the church. Now, a lot of churches are running their vision. You see, but no, the vision of God must be running. And God has a vision for the churches. You see, church is not a brilliant idea. It is the very plan of God. You see, for people to mature into Christ, one, and for people to mature into their purposes, two, and for people to be equipped for the executing of that purpose, three. Now, regardless of your own vision, those three things must be going on. Now, if it is not going on, it's a false house. Because those are the things the Holy Spirit does. Now, if he's not doing it, then he's not there. Are you with me? But thank God that there is something called the Spirit of Elijah. No matter the backsliding that has gone on, when God introduces that thing to the earth, hearts will suddenly be torn. It is the Spirit that is in charge of turning hearts. How to be turned. Passions will change. Desires will change. Inclinations will change. It says, listen to the next verse. And he will turn the hearts. It will turn what? The hearts of the fathers to the children. You see? It's a good thing. So the fathers have one thing. Eh? There's one thing the fathers have. Is their heart. And that is the heart that God validates. Are you with me? The heart of the fathers to the children. And the hearts of the children to their fathers. Are you with me? He will turn the hearts of the children. Eh? He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the hearts of the children to their fathers. So you see, the miracle that happens when the spirit of Elijah is at work is that the children will now begin to have access to the hearts of the fathers. Am I talking here?
Yes, sir.
Now, you see, you don't become a father because you are old. And you don't become a father because you did it before some people. What God calls father is that which is accurate. So, you see, when a generation has hit accuracy, they enter into a realm called fathers. Because God is saying that I can use them to continue. So what we call father is what God approves of and God likes it to continue. You see, are you together with me? So before a church can become false, it must first depart from the fathers. So it is departure from the fathers that make them false. So the church will depart from the fathers. That is what starts their journey of being false. Let me say this to you. Hear me. I will tell you this one. The last fathers we had, the only father generation we have had last is the SU revival. After the SU revival, we don't have a father generation. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes,
my name is Olakunle Zakaria. I'm telling you this one. The last generation called fathers is the SU generation. They are the ones who are fathers. Meaning that we can go to them and pick original from them. We can pick it from them. You see, after that one, no other generation has arose to be fathers. What can continue? What is going on is what God wants to stop. What we are seeing now is what God wants to stop. The last one that we can call fathers is the Esau revival. That's where it starts, last one. That's the last father generation. And it's not because it is the oldest. It's because it's the purest. It's not because these ones have not grown. It's because it's the one it carried purity. But you see, they departed from the fathers. And the current church is still departing from the fathers. And that's why the last time the church impacted the nation was that generation. That was the last time the nation saw the impact of the church. You see, now the nation is not seeing the impact of it. In fact, right now, the church is even going through persecution from the church. But you see, in the father's generation, how do I know I've been there? I've been there. I'm a little on the boy. It's okay, I've been there. I've been there. The Lord has taken me there. The father's generation is the SU revival is the last father's generation. You see, after a while, what those fathers produced, they had breakthrough to go to America. When they went to America, an evil prince contaminated the work. And then they came back with business. So a lot of you were born into business church, business. Yes. And that's why the level of backsliding is high. Very high. You see, those days when you are a Christian, everybody knows you are. Now, if you are a Christian, you are not a threat. Say, Christian, me to have a Christian. That's how you know the club. You see. Now it's not like a thing that makes you different. Now it's not like a thing that makes you different. It's not like a thing that you see Christianity now, it's not a thing that separates you from some actions. I tell you the truth. It's not a different thing. I'm a Christian. I just like go for Christianity. You know, Christianity does not have strength. You know. And that's why two workers can be coming from, they can be living together, not married. And they are workers, like, they are workers. They don't joke with serving the Lord. Right now, what we are debating about are very strange things. You know, the stupid things we are debating about. We debate about things that in the Edge Revival, you are already in hell already. You see, when you think about the Edge Revival, forget they said we should not wear trousers and all those things. That is not what typifies the Edge Revival. I'm talking about the heart. I'm talking about what was in the heart. The glory of God. The Spirit of God was there. Forget, don't trouser. You see, those ones were lack of doctrine. Lack of accuracy in doctrine. You see? Which is not what God uses to judge fatherhood. Because if that's what you use to judge fatherhood, Peter will not be a father. Because it took a while for Peter to know that Gentiles can be saved. For Peter did not know, you see, Peter did not know that. According to Peter, you can't be born again. According to Peter. Peter did not know that you can be saved. They were still arguing whether they should circumcise. But like you are born again at 35. What if physicians, what if every damage? Yeah? So it's not like they were complete in doctrine, but they had perfect hearts. So if you use doctrine to judge maturity, you are joking. You are joking. So I will turn that. So one great gift God will give us is the heart of the Father. You need to cry for the Father's heart. The Father's heart. The Father's heart. We need to cry for the Father's heart. You say, God, give me the Father's heart. Give me the Father's heart. God, can you give me Apostle Paul's heart? What about Peter's heart? What about Baba Kumuyi's heart? Give me Kumuyi's heart, oh Lord my God. Give me Pai Miko's heart. Don't ask for screen. Don't ask for screen. Don't ask for light. Ask for heart.
Yes.
Amen. Don't ask for university. Ask for what? Heart.
Glory to God.
Don't ask for successful. Ask for what? Heart. You know, one day I was in a dream, a prophetic dream. I was with Daddy Gio. And he showed me his two hands. One was money. He said, this is money. He said, this is the glory. He said, which one should I give to you? Heart. Heart. You need a new heart. Now, you need a heart older than the current age you are living in. You don't need the heart of this age. One of my favorite scripture, Peter begging the women to go and collect Sarah's heart. It means that the last father in womanhood in that generation was Sarah.
He said, let the younger women, let them go and learn from the older women. Meaning that the older women must have gathered some type of heart. He said, younger women should not live on their generation. They should go backward. And go and look for hearts. Listen, I'm believing God to download heart to us. Because that's what Elijah will do. Elijah will give us that spirit. It will cause us to have access to the Father's hearts. Those whom God calls fathers. Fathers are accurate. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. The father's heart. Listen, this assignment, you were preaching the other day, and you were talking about he's the God of our fathers. So if we don't link up with the father's hearts, we can't be serving the will of God. Yeah, I need the father's heart. I need the father's heart. Because if I don't have the father's heart, I'll be a celebrity pastor. And if I'm a celebrity pastor, Jesus is not glorified. The fathers were not celebrities. Jesus was glorified in their midst. No celebrities. The fathers were just doing the work. The fathers didn't even know they would be popular. But now a young boy steps out from day one. From the first day he starts ministry. All that is in his head is when he will be popular from his first day. And people will encourage him, don't worry. Dear, you'll soon get there. And that becomes the spirit that governs what he speaks.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. Leko, you are a man of God. The Lord must give us the Father's heart. Eh? We have to return. We have to go back and get the Father's heart. Because that heart shook this nation. That heart broke the back of idolatry. That heart. What if you tell God to give you the heart of the Father? The heart that seeks the pleasure of God. The heart that is surrendered. The heart that is not pompous. That is not proud. That is not big. Don't play anything. Don't play anything. What if we can genuinely cry for that heart tonight? We saw what God did with those hearts. They were not eloquent, but they shook the nation from the foundations. Of contentment, the heart of gratitude. The heart of service, the lowly hearts.
heart of separation. Separated from the world. And it's lost thereof. The heart of giving the Lord everything. 100% heart. Why don't we cry? Why don't we cry? Cry for yourself. Cry for your generation. Cry. The heart that is not given to fame, not given to entertainment. The heart. Heaven is hearing us. Heaven is hearing us. The Lord says we should pray. The Lord says we should pray. The Lord says when we pray, we'll obtain victory tonight. I hear the Lord speak to me. He says, tell them to pray. He says, tell them to pray. I'll grant them the heart of the fathers. Tell them to pray. Let us pray. Let's intercede. Let us pray. Let's weep tonight. Let's wail tonight. Akato meshanta. Aka paradika. Come on, let intercession break forth. Let the intercession break forth. Let the spirit of grace and supplication. It is one of the faculties of the spirit of Elijah. Use it tonight. Use it tonight. And let us win tonight. Akai kome. Let us pray in a way we never prayed before. Let us cry in a way we never cried before. Let it come from your belly. Let it come from the core of your soul. Oh Lord, grant us the heart of the Father. Cause us to return. Cause us to return. Cause us to return. Let our hearts return. Chomber, 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 Chomber ha, chaka, ha, 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 ha. Let there be prayers. Let there be supplications everywhere in the room, in the overflows. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Ah, kabababa, arabias, 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 alakatemele, alakatemele, akaikoma, 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 aragabia, 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 akaidamone, akaidamone, elagaduka baha, elagadubahaka, asanamuke, asamamakaha, esheshe. I come, Astavanina, Astavanina, I come Paradesa, I come Paradesa, Ilagati Paronde, Asafenini, Asafenini, Elagadini, haha, Elagadini, haha, Ascoperatica, Shahote. Restore my heart, restore my heart, restore my heart, restore my heart, oh God, restore my heart, oh God, restore my heart, oh God, Hakamele, Ashatoka. Aika baradisama elagadua kabunia arabisha ahaha. Give me a loyal heart, a heart loyal to you, a heart loyal to your cross, a heart oshashaha, oshashaha, aha, ah kabu.
Restore my heart, oh God. Restore my heart, oh God. The Lord is pleased in our prayers. Come on, let's pray. The Lord wants us to cry. The Lord wants us to pray.
Rusa,
Amen.
The spirit of supplication is in the room. The spirit of supplication. The spirit. Give me that scripture. The spirit of supplication, of grace and supplication is in the room. So we are going to do business with that spirit. We are going to join ourselves with that spirit. The spirit, every prayer prayed now, we are in sync now. The spirit of supplication, of grace is in the room. So I want everybody to connect that spirit, that grace. It's time to pour prayers to heaven. This is the time. All right, keep praying. Kabashanaba.
He's granting you a new heart. He's granting you the right heart. The heart necessary. The heart that is compatible with what he's doing in this day and in this time. He's giving you the right heart. Come on.
Rwanda, Amradine elusha kafiata eretiske pepeperiata elebenebia fi emregete pepe ala bombo emrodobotobias esivretine ayerua ke tepekepete oh ah eli ruse fe Asa, azavadim bebebebebe pae, embrege de begosa, alibrege de briateli, embre du veneno noi, azavadai, 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 embrege de berua, ebietus, elide, elide, elide de ruanine, ayamo, ayamo, erusse, bebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb
Give me Fire! 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 Fire!
the spirit of mobilization. The army of God has been mobilized. The troop of God is rising. The people of God, the generation that is wheeling, the ones who the Lord has put fire on, the ones who the Lord will release, the ones who the Lord is sending, the ones who love the Lord with all their hearts, the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, they have been awakened by the fire of Elijah, by the spirit of Elijah. There is a great awakening. 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 Ready, soldier. Get set, soldier. Get set, soldier. The Lord is pouring fire on you. He will use you to pour fire in the nations. Get set, soldier. Guide up your lungs. Take up your weapons. Take up your weapon. Put on the whole armor of God. Rise up. Rise up from your sleep. Rise up from your slumber. Rise up from neutrality. Get up. Rise.
I am here.
I am here. The soldier of Christ. Say, I am here. Come on, say, sing it. Say, I am here. Say, I am here. Say, I am here. Say, I am here. Soldier, soldier. Say, I am here. I am here. The soldier. Say, we are here. We are here. The army of God. Say, we are here. Say, we are here. The army of God. Oh. Say, we are here. Oh, oh, we are here. Oh. The army of God. Say, we are here. We are here. The people of God. Say, we are here. We are here. We are here, the people of God. Say, we are here. Say, we are here. The people of God. Say, we are here. Say, we are here. Lovers of God. Oh, we are here. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, we are here. We are here. The servants of God are here. Of God. Say, I am you. I am you. The servant of God. I am here. I am here. I'm here. The servant of God. Say, I will count. I will count. I will count. I will count. The servant of God. Hey, I will count. I do count. Ay, 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 ay. Hey, 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 hey,
thank you, Lord. You have broken into new dimensions. You have broken to it. You have broken into new dimensions. The Lord has reconfigured and rewired you. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Oh, Father, I thank you. I ask that you touch your people.
Oh, yes, Lord. Touch your people. Touch them, Lord. Give them the type of touch they've never had before, Lord. Let them know that truly they came from you. Oh, bride, the Lord is touching you right now. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you. Oh, yes. Yes, the hand of the Lord is coming upon you. Stand up. The hand of God, shut your hands. The hand of God is coming upon you. Oh, Rabba Shatalabaya. Oh, yes. The Spirit of glory. The Spirit of glory who put you back on track. And that where you were lost in, will put you back. Put you in the right place. 1, 2, 3, receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The Lord has. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, touch your people, Lord. Touch them. Touch them. Hallelujah. We thank God for tonight. I don't know, before I shut the meeting, the Lord says he wants to talk to one or two people. Let me just raise your hand just quickly. I want to get down now, but I just want to obey God. You know, there are five of you. I don't know what the Lord wants to do with you, but there are five. I don't know. The Lord says I should allow him to do that. Five of you in the overflow everywhere, all around. The Lord is, I don't know, he's visiting you. I don't know what for. But he said to do you good. Where are they, Lord? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, where are the remaining two? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Aya Kabanasia. Aya Kabanasia. Our Lord is bringing you to the realms of deeper dimensions of fellowship with him. Oh, yes. Take it now. Oh, take it now. Oh, one more person. Oh, Shabbat. Oh. Do we have ushers in the overflow also, please? Help them in the overflow. There are 10 people God is taking to. He's taking you to the spiritual school of prayer. The hand of the Lord is taking you to prayer. There are 10. 10. Where are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A school of prayer. Somebody, you have a growth in your stomach. The Lord says it's gone. A growth in your stomach is gone. It's gone. Where are the 10? There are 10 people who are going to the school of prayer. Ushers, help them in the overflow. But there are like 4 of them. All right. I don't know. There's someone here who the glory of God wants to overwhelm you. When it comes upon you, you will be afraid as if you might die. Is that serious? Where's that person, oh Lord? Where's that person? Where's that person? Just cooperate. If you don't cooperate, you'll frustrate it. Just cooperate. Allow the Lord. Just go to God over you. Allow him. Don't try and stop it. Because the more you try and stop it, it won't be good for you. Oh, yes. I feel led to blow on you. And you will receive the Spirit. The apostolic Spirit. Receive it. You receive it. The Spirit of accurate patterns. Yes. Yes. It's already here. Yes. 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 patterns, dimensions that work. Patterns and dimensions that work. In the name of Jesus, you receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. There are 10 of you who the Lord is ministering to. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we're praying. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that every affliction in this house, oh Lord, by your mercy, Lord, take it away, every affliction. I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke every manipulation of devils. I curse every oppression. And let there be mass healings in this room. Right, the lady beside you, that lady at your back. Yes, the Lord, just help me touch her. Yeah, this one. The Lord is blessing you. Can I have an usher behind her? The Lord is blessing you. Can I have an usher to help her? Can I have a woman to help her? Please, quickly get there. The Lord is giving you a new life. A new life by the Spirit. So receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. At the count of three, you come upon you. One, two, three. Take it. That's it. That's it. Help her. Help her. Help her. So I come. I don't want to pray. I want us to go home early. So we'll push this thing to you. You know, get up. We'll push this thing to you tomorrow. Push it to you tomorrow. It's there. Come. I say it'll be well with you. It'll be well with you. Nothing will go wrong with you. It'll be well with you. You'll do valiantly well. Know that you'll do valiantly well. It'll be well with you. It'll be well with you. The sister beside is Itoma. I don't know. I say conspiracy against you. That's, I don't know her. I've never seen her before. There's the lady beside you, Itoma. It's you. I saw a conspiracy against you, like lies were told, like a conspiracy. You know, as I saw you, maybe it has happened, maybe it will happen. But the Lord said, it's going to vindicate you. Yeah. That's what the Lord said, it's going to vindicate you. Yeah. I don't know, but the Lord said, it's going to vindicate you. Maybe it's your career, I don't know, but there is vindication going on. Because he's a just God. And he will not allow injustice go for too long. You know, he will not allow injustice go for too long. So the Lord says, be at peace. Be at peace. I'll fight your battles for you. And I'm going to give you justice, says the Spirit of God. I will grant you justice, says the Spirit of God. I'm going to grant you justice. Oh, we bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Come, I'm still praying for you. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless the Lord. Father, we give you the praise. Liar, come. Come, let me pray for you, Liar. The Lord said he'll grant you more authority. More authority. More authority. In the name of Jesus, I'll come and pray with you. More authority. More. As I lay my hands on you, receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. More power than you ever had. And it will come as a new, it's a strange faith. And the faith will not enter into your preaching. Amen. It will enter into it. New faith. A new faith. You become another man. You become another man. Not the same old man. Another man. Oh, come. Come closer. You become another man. Oh, my goodness. Another man. Another man. Bring him. Bring him. Another man. You're becoming another man. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This new year is your year of elevation. You'll be elevated this new year in the name of Jesus Christ. O Rabba Shakwa Baradaba Sikabona Makabia. Arabaka Sheketi Abaska. Oh Lord, we bless you. Oh Lord, we bless you. Don't we bless him? He's a good God, isn't it? Bless him. Bless him. Let's go home because this will not end if we start this. Where is that from? Overflow. Overflow. The Lord is doing a lot of things. A lot of things. I want to pray for two people. Two of them don't know they have a calling. They don't know. You see? And so, why did you change? Don't change the working formula. The two of them don't know. But now, the Holy Spirit will come upon the two of them. They will now know. Is that not a good thing? Where are the two of them? They don't know. Holy Spirit, you said there are two people who don't know they have a calling. And you want to put your hand on them. I don't know if they are in the overflow, but the hand of God, this is the last help people I want to pray for. The hand of God is coming upon them, or they are in this room, I don't know. But the hand, the glory of God will just take them over. If you find them, you can bring them to me. The glory of God will just touch them. I tell you, something has happened to you in this week. Something has really happened to you this week. I tell you, help him, help him, help him, help him, help him. Help him. Where are the two people? I need to pray for these two people. I will ask God to really touch them in a very serious way. Oh Lord, increase the anointing on them, the two of them. Increase it. Everybody here, you are having an experience. Come, let me blow on the, is it a woman? Let me blow on her. There's somebody here, you have been terrorized with bad dreams. You see, but it ends now. That affliction ends. I rebuke that devil. I rebuke that devil. That's the operation of witchcraft. Interrupting your night. I bring you deliverance. Raise her up. I want to blow on her. Oh Lord, we give you the praise. Oh Lord, we give you praise. What a good God he is. What a good God he is. What a good God. What a good God. Whatever you want, I ask the Lord to give to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So try come early tomorrow morning. I'll continue, by the grace of God, the teachings tomorrow morning. The Lord has blessed us. Is there any announcement? Nothing really. We thank God, don't we? So if you want to still take time to pray, because I won't stop, I'll just continue with this. So I need to stop. Udems. Come, Udems. Do you believe that you can turn around physically? And when you turn around physically, things will turn around for you. Eh? In 7 days. Wow. Can you turn around? Don't go. Don't. You did not turn around. You did not. Wait. You did not. You did not turn around. When you were going, I found out you did not turn around. You would turn around by faith. You would turn around with your heart first. And as you are turning, you are knowing that things are going to turn around. So turn around again. You did not turn around. Turn around till you know. Turn till you know.
Yes. Now you turned around. Come. Come, you. You have earring, one big earring like this. You, come. Do your hands like this, the two of them. Father, we thank you. I just want to play. I want to sing Ede times Ede Remiko Nia. Shegwili Rebolu. Can I play that play with you? Ede times Ede Remiko Nia. Shegwili Rebolu. And so what the Lord is speaking to you is about guidance. He said, I'll give you guidance and you will not be confused, because there's a decision in front of you and you don't even know what to do. You are not sure. And it's a very important decision. But the Lord says, I'll make you sure you are not going to miss it, because you have missed it before. And now you must not miss it, because it's very important and it's about your destiny. It's connected to your calling. Now the Lord grants you peace and grants you confidence and grants you boldness. You shall not know what to do. You will not be under prayer. Is that not a good thing? It's a good thing, isn't it? It's a very good thing. Is it not a good thing?
It's a good thing.
Every growth that is illegal dies tonight. Give me my oil. You see, there are dimensions of me preaching and ministering. You see? I don't come forward. The Lord wants to place fire on what you are doing. It's now the time you are shifting. Your ministry is shifting. Now there's going to be fire on it now. As I place this oil on your head, you step into fire. I anoint you into fire. Yeah, the Lord asked me to give it to you. So now have the fire. Help her, please. Amen. Shouldn't you just share the grace? Don't you think so? Let's share the grace. But Victor, God has granted you a new opportunity. You want to collect the mic from your spiritual father. All of you are blessed.
Amen.
All of you are blessed.
Amen.
You are laughing last.
Yes.
And you are going to laugh first. You are laughing first and last. Is that not a good thing? I'm asking you, is that not a good thing? It's a good thing. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Come and hold me. Do it. Come and hold me. Let what works with me, let it work for you. Take it. Take it. It works here. Come, Liko.
You are going to take, come. You are going to take 4 steps. You see, let me explain something to you. You are going to take 4 steps. Eh? And those 4 steps, have you watched football where they show some amount of passes, like some tiki-taka that ended as a goal? You are going to take 4 major steps. Those steps, help him. Those steps are going to change your life around. Yeah, in the next 2 years, God will initiate like 4 steps you are going to take. And those 4 steps is going to change your life completely. You see, you think God has really blessed you, but you have not even started. Those 4 steps are going to change your life completely. Your life will be so changed that, oh my goodness, it is more than your prayer point. It's more 4 steps. I'm the one that said it. You see, because the hand of the Lord is upon me, and I say to you, you take steps that will change your life. It's such a great blessing what the Lord is doing with us. What a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.